Up, up, and away.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Glad you can join me as Marketplace covers fallout from the financial crisis. The economy contracted during the third quarter. GDP, the gross domestic product, lost 0.3%. Consumers cut back on their spending by the biggest amount in 28 years. It's the strongest signal yet. We're sliding into recession. In an economy that's stuck in the middle seat, the flight pattern for the airline industry seems to be consolidation. And here we go again with a marriage in the heavens. The $2.6 billion deal between Delta and Northwest Airlines is done. The Justice Department says it will not block the two getting together to form the world's biggest airline in terms of traffic. The new Delta will continue to be based in Atlanta. Taking flight two is Richard Branson, the head of Virgin Atlantic Airlines, who set his sights on becoming an even bigger player in the sky. Here's Megan Williams.
For years, Branson and his Virgin Atlantic Airlines have been waiting for a chance to buy the smaller British BMI. Problem is, BMI completed a deal yesterday to be controlled by Germany's Lufthansa Airlines. But today's Wall Street Journal reports on a possible three-way deal among Virgin, BMI, and Lufthansa. The upshot is Virgin could get local flights in the UK and could also form an alliance with Lufthansa for international flights. Virgin says it's a major opportunity. The airline industry is reeling from high fuel prices and fewer customers. The number of global passengers dropped nearly 3% in September, the first decline in 5 years. A big alliance might just make the difference to Virgin as it navigates through a world economic storm. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
Also continuing to climb are Asian markets. In Japan, the Nikkei keeps on surging, up 10% in trading today. The Hang Seng gained nearly 13%, and the South Korean market fared better as well. Good news there. Here at home, not so much. Dow closed down about 74 to 89.90. The S&P 500 lost 10. The NASDAQ ended the day in the green, up 7. Motorola reports some big losses in the third quarter, mainly due to its troubled cell phone division that it plans to spin off later. Those plans on hold now. ExxonMobil says its profits for the third quarter are very close to $15 billion. That's a record. That's a quarterly profit record for American corporations. Retail sales are way down, and stores are bracing for a less-than-stellar holiday season. But it is another holiday that's got retailers screaming with joy. From WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, Julie Rose has more.
Like most Americans, Candace Rogers is sticking to a budget, but not when it comes to Halloween. She and her friends plan to spend twice as much as usual.
We're going to get two costumes because we have two different parties to go to. I'm looking for probably like a pirate costume and a nurse costume.
That sexy pirate costume runs about $80. It pays to be in the Halloween business right now. The National Retail Federation says people will spend about 3% more this year. Costume seller Philip Morris says Halloween sales are up 20% at some of his stores in Charlotte.
It's an escape holiday. If you want to become a movie starlet, if you want to become the president of the United States, and all of your troubles and all of your woes can be just left behind.
Hundreds of workers are packing orders at a frenzied pace inside the Morris Costumes warehouse. They're a top Halloween wholesaler. Morris says Batman and Indiana Jones are hot this year. So what does a Halloween mogul go as?
I'm going to go home and go to bed. We're working almost 24 hours a day.
And making lots of money. From Charlotte, I'm Julie Rose for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
We're continuing our occasional series, What's the Fix, this morning, a look at possible solutions to the economic crisis. And today we travel overseas and look at British Prime Minister Gordon Brown's plans for the UK. Earlier this summer, his approval rating had taken a nosedive. But he launched a bank rescue plan, and things are looking better for him politically. Stephen Beard reports on the Brown solution and whether it will save the British economy.
When Prime Minister Gordon Brown unveiled his plan to fix Britain's financial crisis, he was hailed a global saviour. There was a wave of hero worship. Even cool Scandinavians like former Danish Premier Poul Rasmussen succumbed.
He is a hero because Gordon Brown actually made the package which all of us have now tried to do. So Gordon Brown knew how to do in a very, very critical moment.
Brown was the first to use taxpayers' cash to buy shares in troubled banks. That, plus a slew of loans, were aimed at bolstering the bank's solvency. 3 weeks and $800 billion later, the banks look comfortable, but ordinary business people don't feel any more secure.
Small businesses are still finding it difficult to get money to tide them over, to increase their overdraft, to pay the wages, just to get through these very difficult times.
Stephen Alambritis of the Federation of Small Businesses.
We are seeing bankruptcies, closures going up, running at currently 40 small businesses a day collapsing. That's 280 a week.
And here's a company that almost went bust. It makes electrical accessories. The company is profitable. But when its bank lost billions in mortgage-backed securities, it suddenly called in its loans. The boss, Roger Pepenstock, just doesn't believe the Brown bailout will fix the British economy.
Banks still aren't lending. They're becoming in the UK more aggressive about home repossessions and taking loans off companies. I don't see that the money that we've given them is going to help the real economy. I think it's going to shore up their balance sheets and probably pay their bonuses.
Brown says he'll crack down on bonuses and insist on the banks lending at the same levels as last year. But his critics say that's unrealistic. Banks lend less in a downturn. And with less lending, a downturn is where Britain is heading. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Our coverage of the fallout and the financial crisis continues online at marketplace.org. Hope you can join us there. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.